From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach back with us. He and pharmacist Ben Fuchs rotate every 3 weeks to come on the program. Doc's research has resulted in the publication of a number of peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles in the fields of nutrition and pharmaceutical research. He's a noted author as well. Doc Wallach, back on Coast to Coast. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Okay, George, thank you so much for you and your team. You guys and gals are the greatest. We just love you, appreciate you, and have high regards.
Can't believe we're into March already. Where's the time going?
Well, when you're busy, time goes fast.
It's true. It's true. Does it also go fast when you get older?
No, it goes slower when you get older, because when you're older, you tend not to be busy.
Slow it down, Doc. Slow it down, right? My gosh.
Well, you have to make sure you're taking care of everything. That's why we're here to speak with you and your people. When you take good care of yourself, you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. You know, when you look at the news as often as you and I do, you see these young athletes every week. They're 20, 30, 40 years old. They're dying. You know, they went to a practice. They played a great weekend game, and then they go home, take a shower, and die. Okay? And this has been going on and getting worse and worse and worse. The average life expectancy now, George, of professional athletes in America is 56.7.
That's it?
That's it.
My gosh. What's happening to them?
Well, what's happening is they sweat and they work out and they exercise, but they don't take the 90 essential nutrients. When you sweat, you're sweating out a soup of all these nutrients. If you're just drinking water to rehydrate or these soft drinks to rehydrate, you're getting into the negative because they think hydration is it. No, you need the nutrients you're sweating out, and that's where the fallacy and the fault comes in. This is something, of course, I wrestled and played football, did track when I was in junior high and high school and university, and so I really learned about doing the nutrients, and of course, I'm the guy that found the cause of the birth defect. What was one of Jerry Lewis? We're talking about
muscular dystrophy.
Muscular dystrophy. Yeah, I got rid of muscular dystrophy. I got rid of sudden death syndrome, and doctors were saying that the mothers were laying on the babies and suffocating them. They said that for years and years and years. It was just simple nutritional deficiency. And so it's one of those things where the birth defects were cause sudden death in these babies, just simple nutritional deficiencies, and doctors are blaming it on genetics. When I said it wasn't a genetic disease, I was working for the Yerkes Primate Center in NASA at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and they fired me because I said it wasn't genetic. And that's when I went back to school and became a physician. And I realized I had to get the information out there because just, you know, setting up a practice and opening the door, you see, you know, 15, 20 patients a day, and that wasn't making much of a positive impact. So that's how I got into media and radio and newspapers and giving lectures all around the world.
Well, you made a big difference. I've been getting a flood of emails, and also I wanted to ask you about, there's a big story this week about the keto diet could cause low blood pressure, kidney stones, all kinds of deficiencies. Have you been following that story yet?
Well, yes, I have. And, of course, they've got it half right and half wrong. That's pretty typical. Keto diet is fine, but we're talking about and we actually have a keto shake we sell for one meal a day. So, you know, it's a meal replacer. It's not to be taken on top of a meal. And our customers will lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. I have so many thousands of people each month that lose something like 15, 20 pounds a month. Okay, just taking that one meal a day. It's a meal replacer. It's not to be added to a meal. We come in chocolate and strawberry. And I figured out the cause of people being overweight and obese. And they have a behavior called PICA, P-I-C-A, which is caused by a mineral deficiency. When you take the minerals, that goes away. And you say, well, George, why are you leaving all your food on the table? I don't know. I used to be able to eat that in 3 seconds. I'm not even interested in it now when you're taking the minerals. And so this is how we have been able to help so many thousands of people. And, you know, one of the great people that you and I both know, Becca, she lost about 120 pounds on our program.
And yeah, she did a remarkable job, didn't she?
Yeah, and she has turned out to just be a blessing. She has gotten the message out there to literally thousands of people every day, and so we can't thank her enough. And for, you know, I know she's one of your great partners and one of our great partners, and so we'll have great stories with her on a regular basis.
She does well for us, that's for sure. Email in from Nicole. She wants to know, Doc, what are the best supplements for memory loss?
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Memory loss, the first thing you have to do is eat 3 eggs twice a day and take, let's see here, 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. They have to be soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled butter. And then take our I-26. It says right on the label, gives you 25% of your daily requirement of cholesterol. What? Now, this is flies in the face of everything the medical profession says. But they made a huge mistake 100 years ago, George, when they said cholesterol is the cause of plaque in your arteries and blocking your coronary arteries.
Well, they're still saying that.
Yes. Well, it's absolutely 1,000% incorrect. Cholesterol makes up 25% of your brain weight, makes up 25% of your spinal cord weight. And when you're taking statin drugs to lower cholesterol, you wind up like Bruce Willis. You wind up with FTD, frontal temporal dementia, okay, which the white matter of the brain goes away. If you take an X-ray of the skull, you just see a big black hole. But if you use an MRI, okay, magnetic resonance imaging, you can actually see the brain like a picture, okay? You can see it's all shriveled up like a raisin because they've been on this statin drugs, lower cholesterol.
Can it come back?
Oh, yeah. We hope that we can find somebody, maybe yourself, who has connection with Bruce Willis's family, and let us talk with them, because we can bring Bruce back in less than 90 days, maybe 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. We can bring him back very quickly.
Well, maybe they're listening in. We don't know anybody with him, but who knows?
Who knows? Maybe they're listening to your show tonight.
They could be. They could be.
But that's an easy one. To get to Alzheimer's disease, that's an easy one. I don't care how long you've had it. Same way with MS, multiple sclerosis. Guillain-Barré syndrome is multiple sclerosis of the spinal cord. The white matter of the brain is going away because they're avoiding eggs and they're avoiding red meat and they're doing the cholesterol-lowering drugs, the statin drugs. And initially, they feel pretty good about it. But after a couple of months or a year, suddenly now they can't remember their own name. And suddenly now they can't drive the car. Suddenly now they don't even know where they live.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. But we can bring them all back. We've been doing it for a long time. And so, we have many, many products that deals with this. And so we have programs, a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, Memory FX. we have Synaptive, which is a product that helps the brain cells talk to each other. And they eat their eggs, 3 eggs twice a day. I've been doing this for 75 years, George. Okay, I'm much older than I look. In a couple of months, 2 months here, I'm going to be 84 years old.
Yeah, your birthday's on the same day mine is, isn't it? June 4.
Yeah, June 4th. There you go. Absolutely.
I'm a little younger than you.
But you're a little younger than me. But it's one of those things where this is very simple stuff, very simple stuff. And I do have a new book out. It's called The Wallach Revolution. The Wallach Revolution. It's a 75 trail of all the great discoveries we've made that fly in the face of, you know, historical medical stuff. We have very famous people like Pat Boone. Let's see here.
Just had a lunch with Pat Boone. He looks great. He's going to be 89.
Yeah, and of course he wrote this. He wrote the foreword to this new book.
Oh, that's great.
Because he was supposed to have a double knee replacement because he had bone-to-bone arthritis. And I said, Pat, give me 90 days. Well, in 2 weeks' time, all the pain was gone. In 4 weeks' time, we had regrown all his knee cartilage and everything. And he still has his own knees because he still uses our products. Same way with, Andy Young, you know, who was an ambassador to the United Nations.
Yes,
United States,
that's
also
right,
the mayor
right.
of Atlanta and so forth. He was scheduled for a double knee replacement. We rebuilt him. And Danny Glover.
Why are so many people getting their hips replaced, Doc?
Because doctors have kids in college and tuition is due.
All about money?
All about money. Give me 90 days, I'll regrow every hip, every knee, every ankle, every wrist, just like with Theo Ratliff. He was 24 years old. He had a $30 million contract with the Atlanta Hawks. And he lost that because he had bone-to-bone arthritis in both knees. Ouch. The cartilage slipped off his hips. He had a fracture of his wrist. And I came up with our first specific nutritional formula for a disease. Okay, we called it Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for him. And in 2 weeks' time, his pain is gone. In 4 weeks' time, he gets another job. He played basketball professionally for 11 years, made $100 million. Do you think?
Wow.
Theo is happy about that? Absolutely. And same way with Evander Holyfield. Great boxer, right?
Sure.
Evander Holyfield. Okay, well, he lost his heavyweight championship to Michael Moore because he had a heart attack in a 12-round fight. He had a heart attack during the break after the 11th round, and he nearly died, and he obviously couldn't answer the bell for the 12th round, so he lost his heavyweight championship by default. So he came out with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for Evander Holyfield, got him going on it. 9 months later, he comes back, and he destroys Mike Tyson and gets his championship back.
After a heart issue?
Yeah, from a near-fatal heart attack. He comes back, and he nearly destroys Mike Tyson, whose arms were hanging down to the side, and he's just standing there just beating him up. And the referees jumped and ran in there and stopped the fight in the sixth round because Evander Holyfield had destroyed Mike Tyson after a heart attack.
Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. The toll-free number to call is 1-800-949-7234. We will be back to start your calls, and then we'll do it next hour, too. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach with us. We'll begin your calls, and we'll do it next hour as well. The website to go to, CriticalHealthNews.com. Great information. I spent about a half hour yesterday, Doc, just looking at the new stuff that is posted on the website. And JC, our webmaster there, does a great job, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. We're very, very proud.
Good person. And the toll-free number to call when Doc talks, they're taking notes. In case you miss it, you can call this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Let us begin by going to Lisa in Stanton, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. Hi, George. Hi, Doc Wallach.
Hi.
Very happy to talk to you. I can't say enough about these vitamins. I feel absolutely great. I've been using them since December. I have lost a total of 20 pounds. I have to buy a new wardrobe because nothing fits. And my A1C has gone down. And for the first time since 2011, I finally got a thing from the doctor saying that my diabetes is under control.
Good for you. What was it that finally got you to say, I'm going to start doing something about this?
Because I got really sick in December, and I was going to the doctors. And when I went to the doctor told me, you know what? We've done all we can for you. We can't do any more. And that's when I ordered the vitamins, and I got well, and it's been great ever since.
Good for you. Do you have a question for Doc?
Yes, I would like to ask him about vertigo. I'm not suffering from it, but my sister is, and I wanted some information on that as to what she can take
all right.
for that.
Vertigo, Doc, what do you think?
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations on getting rid of your diabetes. It's very easy. Type 2 diabetes makes up 98% of the diabetic population. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic, not autoimmune, and you get on our program for diabetes, as you say, within a couple of weeks it's under control, within a month or so it's gone, and as long as you stay in the program, it's gone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say your sister, how old is your sister?
She is in her 50s.
Okay. Now there's a couple of questions we need to ask here. Tinnitus, you say ringing in the ears, tinnitus or balance problems or both, or
vertigo?
Vertigo, okay. Vertigo is balance problems, okay.
Yeah.
That's the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve being squeezed by the skull, causing that. Very very common. I actually have a book out. It's called It's All in Your Head. Covers 37 different diseases you get when you get osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors know nothing about osteoporosis of the skull. So a quick question. You need to ask your sister how many times she gets up at night to urinate. Once, three times, five times, 10 times. And so that's a question you need to ask. If it's a guy, the doctors are going to do a prostate test on them, see if they have prostate cancer. But women don't have prostates, so the doctor just scratched their head and said, I don't know why you're getting up five times a night, during the night, because they don't know about osteoporosis of the skull. When you get osteoporosis of your knees, they do a double knee transplant. You get osteoporosis of your hips, they do a double hip transplant. So what are they going to do when you have osteoporosis of the skull? They're going to give you a double skull transplant?
A new head, right?
A new head. So this is very basic stuff. Okay, and I guarantee you she has other symptoms, like her voice may have changed. She has trouble swallowing. That's the ninth cranial nerve being squeezed. Bell's palsy. It's the seventh cranial nerve being squeezed. And when you get up at night to urinate, the skull is squeezing the spinal cord, and the spinal cord is telling the urinary bladder to urinate. And there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and there's, and also the spinal cord. And so it's all in this book. It's called It's All in Your Head. There's a CD that goes along with it. You need to get that for your sister. And get her. How much does she weigh? What's her body weight?
She weighs probably around 170, 175.
Okay. Then she needs to get rid of all the bad foods so she can absorb, okay? And we're talking about no fried foods, no air frying, no deep frying, no pan frying, absolutely no oils, no salad dressing, no cooking oils, absolutely no processed meats like ham and bacon and bologna and salami and hot dogs and, pepperoni and all that kind of stuff because they have nitrates in it, which destroy her thyroid gland. And then you also need her to stay away from gluten. No wheat, no barley, rye, no oats. Well, the doctor says eat more whole grains. Well, those doctors should all be put in jail, okay? Because gluten destroys your intestines, so you cannot absorb nutrition, even if you're supplementing. People say, well, it didn't work for me. I took what Wallach said, and it didn't work for me. Well, what do you eat for breakfast every morning? Oh, I have oatmeal. I've been eating oatmeal my whole life for breakfast every morning. Or the breakfast of champions, Wheaties, okay? Or buckwheat. Buckwheat doesn't have gluten in it, but it does have phagopyrenes in it, F-A-G-O pyrenes, which are worse than gluten. They actually cause lupus. Lupus is caused by buckwheat because of phagopyrenes. And then no sugar of any kind, and absolutely no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks need to go, and carbonated water and alkaline water need to go because they neutralize stomach acid so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. Okay? Now, with all that said, and she weighs how much again?
Probably about 170, 178, okay. Somewhere around there.
Okay. She needs to have two healthy brain and heart packs a month, full-dose filling twice a day. She needs two bottles a month of the MSM so she can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, or dinner time. They're going to support and promote mains repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between her bone matrix, which includes the bone marrow, which makes white blood cells for the immune system, and platelets and red blood cells and antibodies and all that kind of stuff, so that's important. And then, let's see here, I would have her does she have any high blood pressure, do you know?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. And then I want her to have one meal a day or a keto shake. One meal a day or a keto shake. It's a meal replacer. It's not to be added to a meal. And it comes in chocolate and strawberry. And she'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And, if she needs to lose 25 or 30 or 40, 50 pounds, that'll all happen very quickly. And this tinnitus or ringing in the ear, dizziness and stuff, that stuff will all go away. But she's going to have to stay on this diet forever. She's going to have to stay on the supplement program forever. If she exercises and sweats or works in a factory and sweats, she needs to be taking a Rebout or a sports drink with 75 minerals in it. Red Bull, which we're competing with, they only have one mineral. They only have magnesium in it. They tried to do it,
which is good for you. Magnesium is good for you, right?
Well, yeah, so that's only one mineral. You need 60.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 75 minerals, and of course, what's his name? Bruce Lee, who was considered in the 1960s to be the fitness guru by every country in the world, he died at age 32 of a heart attack because he only supplemented with magnesium. He said, I eat well, I get everything I need by eating well. He failed there, and that's why he died at 32.
That was a sad story. Okay, well, good luck, Lisa. And if you missed anything, call this number because they're taking notes, 1-855-949-7234. Tom takes text and tweets for Doc. Tom, what do you have for us?
Hey, Doc, this in from Carla in San Francisco. Can the doctor please talk about people getting bone spurs and what can be done about them?
Bone spurs?
Mm-hmm.
Probably in your feet, I guess, right,
Doc?
Well,
you get them in your heels, you get them in your fingers, you get them in your elbows, your shoulders, your vertebrae. Bone spurs can happen anywhere the tendons hook into the bones. Because if you have osteoporosis and your bones are soft, and when the muscle pulls on that tendon constantly pulling on that bone pulls a bone spur. So a bone spur is always where a tendon goes into the bone, and it's being traction causing that spur to come out. And you have to appreciate that bones are not poured concrete. They're not hard stuff. They come and go based on what you eat, what you don't eat. And this is why people get osteoporosis of the skull. And that book is flying out the door. That's one of our best sellers right now. It's All in Your Head with a CD. Because there's 37 different diseases you get, including bone spurs, okay? You get dental problems. The dental arcades are a mess because they're part of the skull. And you have to put in dentures or implants, dental implants. And you get TMJ arthritis in the joint where your jaw hooks into your skull and stuff like that. It's all just simple nutritional deficiencies, and that's why we have the program. Okay? And so, again, it's two healthy branded heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. That's 215 nutrients in our healthy brain and heart pack. 215 nutrients. Okay? No place else has anything like that.
That is packed, my friend.
Yes. And then, of course, the MSM, three of those with each meal. That's two bottles a month. The collagen peptides. It's actually collagen or cartilage and ligaments and tendons from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. And scoop of that with a morning drink, scoop of that evening drink. And then, let's see, your vitamin D3. Even if you live in Florida, most people, and we're adults, you know, don't get in their bikinis and lay out in the sun for 3 hours a day. So they need our vitamin D3, three of those twice a day or three times a day. And the bone spurs will go away because the bones will rebuild themselves and pull that spur right back in. So don't submit to surgery, because you can actually rebuild your bones by taking these supplements that I just suggested to you, which you cannot get from your food anymore. There was actually a big, big thing that took place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, when Thomas Edison pulled a switch on electricity. And for 3,000 years before that, we were getting our minerals from the ashes, yeah, the ashes from wood and coal. We put the ashes from wood and coal into the gardens, and they had 98% of the wood ashes and coal ashes were minerals, and the carrots and the bell peppers and the onions and cucumbers and so forth were all sucking up those minerals. We ate those vegetables, we got the minerals that way. Once we went to electricity, guess what? No more minerals. There's because there's no ashes. And so nobody paid attention to that. And doctors said, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, in 1936, the U.S. Senate came out with a document called U.S. Senate Document 264. This is the U.S. Senate, 1936. Our farm soils in America no longer contain enough nutritional minerals to support long and healthy human life. Because the fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, only had three minerals in it. You need 60. So it was so bad that even the U.S. Senate knew something was wrong back in 1936.
Let's take another quick call, Doc, before the break with Mateo in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to the show. Hi, Mateo.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call, George.
Thank you, my friend. How can we help you?
So I just was wondering what I should take. I have a high blood pressure. I don't eat very well because I'm on the road. I usually stay out like 3 months at a time. And I also have I get headaches and what is it? Heartburn. Oh, yeah, heartburn bad.
Okay. So. All right. Well, again, being on the road, you're a victim of where you're at, because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. So the only way you can get everything you need every day is to supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, or supplement with the 215 nutrients.
Every day?
Every day. I've been doing it for 75 years, George. Okay, and that's why most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me, but I'm going to be turning 84 here in a couple of months.
Until you fall in a hole.
Until I fell in a hole, yep.
Stay out of those holes.
Yeah. All that.
All right, so he's got high blood pressure, Doc. He's got these issues. What does he do?
Okay, well, how much do you weigh, sir?
240 pounds.
240 pounds, okay. Get rid of all the bad foods. I have my book, Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. There's 300 pages of safe recipes and safe cooking methods. Then I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs, a full dose of everything twice a day. This will be forever. And then you need 2 pounds a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. They're going to rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue in your arteries and your veins and your muscles.
That's what the MSM does?
That's correct, because it's a sulfur compound that's specifically designed to do that. We deal with so many professional athletes, Olympic athletes, and very, very wealthy billionaires, okay? And so we came up with that program because they're not making bone broth anymore. Back in the old days, Grandma used to put the bones with vinegar on top of the wood stove at night, and in the morning everybody'd fight to get who was going to drink it because they knew it helped their bones.
That's a good point.
Okay? So that's why we have...
A minute to go, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. And then the high blood pressure, he needs 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 words. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner time. If you're on high blood pressure medication, do not get off of it. Do not cold turkey off of it. But as your blood pressure begins to drop, and that'll start within 2 or 3 days, the blood pressure starts coming down, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. Okay? This is very simple stuff. It's a nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic, not autoimmune. And I deal with thousands of truckers every month from all over the world. Okay, we're dealing in 80 countries. I deal with professional athletes, Olympic athletes, truckers. And so we know what's going on. We've come up with these systems to solve these problems.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to continue with calls all of next hour with Doc Wallach. The website, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number to call in case you miss anything. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us, and then Doc 3 weeks after that.